Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Trafalino, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Twitter's board accepted Elon Musk's offer to buy the company in a deal worth $44 billion. Twitter stockholders will receive $54.20 per share, and once the deal closes, Twitter will become a private company. The deal is expected to close sometime this year. Following the Twitter takeover, the EU's commissioner for the internal market, Thierry Breton, told the Financial Times how Elon Musk must follow rules on moderating content online or risk fines or a ban. He said anyone who wants to benefit from this market will have to fulfill our rules. The board of Twitter will have to make sure that if it operates in Europe, it will have to fulfill the obligations including moderation, open algorithms, freedom of speech, transparency and rules, obligations to comply with our own rules for hate speech, revenge porn, and harassment. The European Union agreed to the terms of the Digital Services Act. While the exact text has not been released, it contains a number of obligations for tech platforms, banning things like ad targeting based on religion, sexual orientation, or ethnicity, prohibiting so-called dark patterns in platform UIs, requiring transparency on recommendation algorithms for large platforms, and providing greater transparency on content takedowns with a clear appeals process. The act must still be voted into law. This is different from the EU's Digital Markets Act, which focuses on creating a level playing field. Several iOS developers report receiving an email from Apple with an app improvement notice, warning that apps that haven't been updated in a significant amount of time will be removed if not updated within 30 days. This doesn't appear to be a new policy from Apple, rather an enforcement change. Apple changed its policy in 2016 to say it would start removing abandoned apps. After removal, any already downloaded apps will remain on user devices. The Chinese microblogging platform Weibo informed users it would start publishing their province or municipality location based on IP address on account pages and under comment posts in an effort to combat bad behavior on the platform. Users cannot opt out of this change. Users outside of China will have their IP address displayed. The South China Morning Post sources say China will hold a symposium with the country's largest tech platforms after Labor Day to assure executives that the government plans to ease its crackdown on big tech. Prior to the symposium, the government will reportedly hold a joint regulatory meeting to put all regulators on the same page with this new direction. At a meeting of China's Politburo on April 29th, the government said it will normalize control over the tech sector and design measures to support it. Sony announced Friday that it plans to launch its revamped PlayStation Plus subscription tiers. This starts on May 23rd in most of Asia, June 1st in Japan, June 13th in the Americas, and June 22nd in Europe. Fidelity Investments announced later this year it will become the first major retirement plan provider to let customers put a Bitcoin account in a 401k retirement plan. Fidelity will allow plan sponsors to let savers allocate up to 20% of funds to Bitcoin. Other digital assets may be added in the future. Whether to allow it will be up to each 401k plan's operator, usually the employer, so it may not be available to everyone with a Fidelity 401k. Apple rolled out its self-service repair in the U.S., offering repair manuals, parts, and tools to repair the iPhone 13, 12, and new SE models. Apple plans to expand the program to Europe by the end of 2022, as well as make parts available for the M1-based Macs. Amazon Echo speakers can now announce people and package deliveries spotted by IoT cameras. Package support comes initially to select Ring doorbells, with support for abode cameras planned. People announcements will also come to Google Nest products. This is powered by a new API, so other platforms could potentially add the feature as well. Google expanded the types of personal information it'll remove in search results to now include a user's physical address, phone number, and passwords. Users must submit a list of URLs that link to the info with search pages that surface the links. Google said it will try to preserve content that is in the public interest, newsworthy, or professionally relevant. Activision Blizzard shareholders overwhelmingly voted to approve a $69 billion sale of the company to Microsoft. The deal still needs approval from the Federal Trade Commission. Epic Games acquired Bandcamp last month. Now Epic filed a motion for a preliminary injunction to stop Google from removing Bandcamp from the Google Play Store. Digital music sales had been exempted from using Google's billing system, but a policy change requires apps to use Play billing as of June 1st. The Central African Republic has become the second country, after El Salvador, to adopt Bitcoin as legal currency. The country uses the French-backed franc CFA as its paper currency. The franc CFA is issued by the Financial Cooperation in Central Africa as part of the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa. It's also used by Cameroon, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. The move to adopt Bitcoin is seen in the CAR as a way to gain financial independence from the influence of France over its currency. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.